愿大家平安。
May peace be with you all.
我们最近读经已经到哥林多后书第一章。
We have now read to Second Corinthians.
第一章。
Verse chapter one.
但是在以前的读经里面哈，哥林多前书十二章有提到一个很重要的主题。
But in the past readings, 1 Corinthians 12 brings up a very important point.
就是身体与肢体。
And that is the body, one body.
我们先来看哥林多前书的十二章。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 12.
哥林多前书十二章。
1 Corinthians chapter 12.
我们来看十二节。
Let's look at verse 12. Verse 12. For as the body is one and has many members, but all the members of that one body.
这里讲哈，身体一个，但是肢体有很多。
It says this body is one, yet there are many members.
一般的教会哈，他把不同的教会用身体来形容。
And so there is a certain churches that will use this body as a way to describe.
就是每个教会就是身体的一部分，但是是不同的肢体。
And so that there are many churches that actually serve as different parts in the body.
那所有的基督教界合起来就是主耶稣的身体。
So that then they are all united to be one body.
但是我们从圣经来了解事实上不是这个样子。
But from the understanding within the Bible, it is not so.
那为什么这样讲？我看十三节。
Why is it said like this? We will read verse 13. For by one Spirit we were all baptized into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, whether slaves or free, and have all been made to drink into one Spirit.
这里讲我们是受洗成了一个身体。
And here it says we are all baptized into one body.
那这个受洗就是以弗所书第四章里面的一洗。
And so in Ephesians chapter 4, it refers to this one baptism.
就是照圣经的方式只有一种的洗礼，它有赦罪的权柄。
It is one baptism according to the Bible that has this power of washing of sin.
接受这个洗礼，罪得赦免，才成了一个身体。
And through this baptism and washing of sin, and now we are be baptized into one body.
那如果我们受洗进入这个身体，就会隐于一个圣灵。
And if we all baptized into this one body, we have then entered into this one spirit.
所以隐饮，中文是饮，喝了从一个灵把它喝进去，
actually,
就是圣灵的浇灌跟充满。
Imbibed of this one spirit.
所以这个受洗如果没有赦罪，就没有进入这个身体。
If there is no baptism that washes this sin, that you are not able to become as one part of this spirit,
就没有办法饮这个身体里面那个灵，那个就是圣灵。
And then you are not able to drink of or partake of this one spirit.
所以为什么保罗到以弗所教会第一个问题问你们信的时候受圣灵没有？
So why did Paul go into the Ephesian church ask them when you believed that you received the Holy Spirit?
因为这个身体一定要灵魂才是活的。
Because the body must have the spirit inside it, so it has become, it'll be living.
那如果我们是已经受洗，已经接到这个身体了，那个灵一定会进来。
If we are baptized and we have been put onto this body, then the spirit has now entered into us.
那以弗所教会他已经受洗了。
And the Ephesians have already been baptized.
但那个基督的灵充满他身体，怎么进不去呢？
But how come this Christ-filled spirit is not able to go into their bodies?
那是悔改的洗。
And that is because of a matter of repentance.
所以这个洗还没有进到这个身体。
So this baptism, this repentance has not entered into their hearts.
那第二次洗礼洗完按手圣灵就降下来。
So after the second baptism, that is when the Holy Spirit had descended.
哦，因为已经进入这个身体，所以灵就进来。
Because it's now entered into the body, and the Spirit has come forth into the body.
哦，所以我们的看法是从圣经来的，跟一般基督教就是说每个教会都是肢体的一部分是看法不一样。
So our viewpoint compared to the viewpoint of this world of all the churches in one body is different.
哦，那教会的奥秘就是哦，里面包含各种不同的人。
And the mystery of the church encompasses the fact that we have so many different kinds of people in the church.
在十三节讲犹太人、希腊人、啊、为奴的、自主的
，such as Jews, Greeks, slaves, or free.
不同他的种族或者他的社会背景
，regardless of their ethnic group or their scholarly or status in life.
主要啊，主耶稣接纳他，受洗就进入这个身体。
As long as God accepts them into His house, then they are baptized, then they are with us.
那我们要从一个身体的这个观念来想，那我们在教会里面要做什么？
If we think from the concept of the body, then we will know what it is that we have to do in the church.
如果我们看十六节。
Let's look at verse 16. And if the ear should say, because I am not an eye, I am not of the body, is it therefore not of the body?
好，那个十七节。
Verse 17. If the whole body were an eye, where would be the hearing? If the whole were hearing, where would be the smelling?
十八节。
Verse 18. But now God has set his members, each one of them, in the body, just as he pleased.
这里说神随自己的意思把肢体安排在身体上。
And God uses his own ways to be able to appropriate what these members are for. In verse 18, has set the members.
好，那十九节哈。
And in verse 19.
啊，而且这个身体不是只有一种的肢体。
And this one body is not just of one kind.
啊，所以二十节哈。
Verse 20.
肢体多却是一个。
In verse 20.
身体却是一个。
It says there are many members, yet one body.
所以我们就从身体来了解每个身体的功用都不一样。
Let's understand from the concept of the body that every body part has its own usage.
所以我们每一个人在教会应该都有它的功用。
So all of us as members of the body in the church, we all have our purpose and our use.
那每一部分的身体都发挥功用，这个身体叫做健康。
And every part of the body that serves a function, this then contributes to a healthy body.
那每一个信徒在教会都有事情做，这个教会叫做很健全的教会。
And when there's the members that all have some purpose or duty to do, this would be a very healthily functioning body.
好像我们身体每一部分都有功用。
Just like in our own body, that everything, every part in it has a use.
所以我们每一个人需要了解到底我在这个教会里面，神把我放进了嘛，因为这里讲神就随自己的意思，到底要我做什么。
So we must come to realize what is the purpose that God has put us in this church to do.
但是有一件事情绝对是正确的，就是如果我在教会里面没有功用，这是不对的。
And one thing is absolute, if I have no use in this church, that is not the right concept.
那有人讲我年纪大了，我能做什么？
People will say, I am of elderly age, what can I do?
这个女先知亚拿，她84岁，她还是在服侍神呢。
But as the 84-year-old prophetess Anna, she still continually served God.
体力衰退，但是灵性很好。
She was physically fragile, but her spiritual side was strong.
从物质肉体上来讲，她可能没有办法做什么。
From a flesh and weakness standpoint, she probably couldn't do much.
但是从灵性上来讲，她可以做很多。
But from a spiritual aspect, she could do lots.
所以有时候我们在墙壁上都要打出要代祷的人。
So when we are writing on the wall, those who are, we are to pray for.
真的，如果一个一个把它祷告，半个钟头一下就过去了。
If we pray for one of them, one by one, a half an hour will go by quickly.
所以如果我们真的想，我在教会好像没有什么可以做。
If we even think that we have no use in church,
那至少有一件事情，叫做我们为需要的，为教会圣工来祷告。
Then the very least that we can do is pray for those who need our prayers.
因为圣工的推动啊，那个原动力就是圣灵的运行。
The effectiveness in the work actually is behind prayer.
所以要做到每个人都有事情做。
So we must do this until the point that we all have something to do in church.
那有一些事情是透过教会的安排。
And there are some things that are through the arrangement of the church.
所以身体是最好的组织。
So the body is the best
organization. 那教会需要透过组织才是每一个人有事情可以做。
So the church through the organization will then it will allow everyone to have something to do.
但是如果教会没有安排的，并不等于说就没事情做。
But even though if the church does not arrange for someone to do something, doesn't mean that they have no role.
就是我们刚刚说的，有一些事情我们自己可以找来做。
Just like we said before, there are some things you can go and find and do.
祷告，这是一点。
Such as prayer, that's one point.
那有时候年纪比较大，我们灵性比较成熟，智慧比较丰富。
And for those who are older in age, who are spiritually mature and wiser,
只要能够得到别人的敬重，可以做很多辅导的工作。
If they can be respected by others, then they can do a lot of supporting work.
因为有很多人在摸索中在生活，需要有一点指导。
Because there are a lot of people in their lives that need some kind of counsel or support.
这是肢体啊，每个都有它的功用。
And this is the members of all one body, that they all have a role and a use.
那从圣经看起来，就是这个肢体不要互相比较。
And so within all the members of this one body, there's to be no comparison.
每个人都不一样。
Everyone is different.
所以没有办法比较。
So there's no ability to compare.
手要怎么跟脚比较呢？
How can you compare a hand and a feet?
舌头要怎么跟牙齿比较呢？
How does a tongue get compared to a tooth?
眼睛怎么跟耳朵比较呢？
How will an eye and an ear be compared?
因为神照着不同的功用来造我们。
Because God have created all of us with different usages.
所以我们不需要把教会里面谁跟谁做比较。
So we do not need to compare one and another.
因为神造每个人都不一样。
Because God created each of us differently.
我们自己也不需要跟别人比较。
And we ourselves don't need to compare with others.
因为这个一比较起来，就会有高低，就会有不同。
Because once you compare, you start saying who is lesser or greater.
有人有宣道恩赐，有人有陪谈恩赐。
Some have the gifts in evangelism and others in pastoral.
有人有牧养恩赐，有人有祷告恩赐。
Those are pastoral and those who are good at praying.
这个没有办法比较的。
There's no way to compare.
那最重要是要互相搭配。
But the most important thing is for everyone to work mutually together.
好像我们这个整个身体互相搭配。
Such as this whole entire body that works together in one unity.
有时候我们会开车就觉得这很自然。
Today, many of us can drive, and we say that is a very natural thing to do.
但是如果一个人经过中风以后
，But after one has undergone stroke,
他有些时候想开车，他没有办法开。
Even if they wanted to drive, they could not.
头脑很清楚啊。
Their brain and their minds are clear.
但他整个这个协调coordination 非常慢，或者没有办法 coordinate。
But the whole process of coordinating and driving is quite tough.
就没有办法开车了。
Then they themselves cannot drive.
那一个教会里面
，Then in one church.
如果大家互相配合
，If everyone works together.
这个教会会在互相搭配侍奉当中一直在进步。
Then everyone will mutually be able to improve in the efforts in the holy work.
所以我们教会不要怕办什么活动。
So in our church, do not be afraid to coordinate such an event.
我们常常有一些教会一直在争取到我们这里来办 NYT， 到我们这里来办什么
？Many times there are churches that are almost in a mode of trying to find out. I will have the event at our church and yours at your church or this church.
可惜就是因为地方太小了，没有办法办。
But they There are some churches that cannot have the event happen at their church because it's small capacity. Why are they, quote unquote, fighting over this matter? Because they see the good benefit behind coordinating and hosting these events.
我们都知道, 如果一个人哦, 天天吃得很好都不动啊, 会有问题。
We know that if you eat very well every day but you do not move, there will be a problem.
这个四肢会退化。
And you will
四肢啊会退化。
Your motor skills will deteriorate.
但是呢, 如果吃得很好, 再加上运动, 哇, 就很健康。
But if you eat well and you exercise, you will be very healthy.
所以我们天天在听到, 如果没有侍奉, 灵性不会把我长大。
But if we keep on learning and learning and listening and we don't apply, then it's hard for us to grow in our faith.
那如果, 在属灵上, 在道理上有造就, 再加上有侍奉, 在灵里面有在侍奉, 有在出力, 那我们就发现我们这个灵性在进步, 个人的灵性在进步, 教会也在进步。
But if we learn, if we have an active approach in living out our faith and also serving the Lord, then this will be very effective together.
比方说我们几年前在这里办, WDC,
just like in the example of a few years ago, we hosted the WDC here.
这是我们第一次办, 从来也没有经验。
The first time our church hosted WDC was this time.
刚刚接这个工作, 很多负责的人就很着急, 怎么做?
And so when we first partook of this work, we were very perplexed on what it is that we have to do.
但是结论就是办完之后大家很喜乐。
But conclusion was, after it was done, everyone was joyful.
然后我们在检讨会发现很多人都说, 借着这个侍奉, 使, 信徒之间有, 有沟通, 有互动。
During this evaluation meeting, we found out that all the members are able to work with each other and talk to each other. And then had become closer to each other.
有一种属灵的棒, 属灵的这种,
and so there was like a spiritual camaraderie, if you will.
那如果没有办这个,
but if we did not take on this event, we would not have met this purpose.
当然这个身体在劳累，正在做一个工作的时候是很辛苦。
Yes, well, for a fact, while we are toiling away, it is very taxing on our bodies.
但是事实上啊, 不止这个工作做好本身啊，很好，荣耀神, 而且对这个身体本身也是有帮助。
So it's not only good that we finish this work, but it actually has benefit on our body.
所以我们教会哦, 在这个地区算是设备最完全的教会。
Our church in this, this day and age in this society is actually a very perfect.
那也因为这样，将来的侍奉就会比其他教会更多。
And so this is why our servitude in this church will be more than others.
那只要我们能够大家互相来搭配。
But as long as we are mutually working together.
每个人都做事。
Everyone is doing work.
这个担子就不是太重。
Then the burden will be light.
那做完之后，不但这个圣工造就很多人。
And when all is done, this not only edifies people.
我们本身得造就。
We ourselves are edified.
那每个人得造就, 就, 教会就得造就。
So if everyone is edified, then the church is edified all in a whole.
所以我们对教会要办的工作，用一种感谢的心, 来接受。
So the work that we have to do for the church, we must partake in a very joyful heart.
这原来是荣耀神, 也是对造就人, 也是对我们自己有益处的。
So the whole reason behind is that it is for edification all of us and to grow closer amongst each other.
好, 我们再来看, 12章。
Let's now go back to chapter 12.
12章的22节一直到25节。
Verse 22 all the way through verse 25. Verse 22, no, much rather, those members of the body which seem to be weaker are necessary. 23, and those members of the body which we think to be less honorable, on these we bestow greater honor, and our unpresentable parts have greater modesty. 24, but our presentable parts have no need, but God composed the body, having given greater honor to that part which lacks it. 25, that there should be no schism in the body, but that the members should have the same care for one another.
这里讲这个肢体有的是软弱的。
It says here that the members of the body, some of them are weak.
那有的是俊美的。
And then there are those who are more honorable.
所以俊美的就不需要化妆了。
So maybe those who are more honorable or becoming, they don't need outward garment or makeup.
这化妆都是对比较软弱的部分，我们再加以装饰，让它看得很好。
So when the usage of makeup is to allow ourselves to look better.
所以在教会里面，就是有一些比较软弱的。
So in the church, there are those that are a little weaker.
那圣经的教导就是要对接这些要特别的加以看顾、照顾。
The Bible's teaching says that to those who are weaker, there must be extra care on them.
所以24节要把加倍的体面给那有缺陷的肢体。
And it is those who are the presentable parts that will give those honor to those who are lacking.
但是我们人的本性常常是锦上添花，非常突出的、引人注意的，常常是我们更给他更多的关心。
So for those that are more visually, more aesthetic to the eye, we will naturally help them a bit more.
但是雪中送炭的却很少，比较被忽略的、比较少来的，真的受到关怀却比较少。
But those who are weaker or lacking, we don't seem to provide care for them as much.
比方说我们一个礼拜，最重要一个钟头应该是礼拜六的中午。
So we can say the most important hour of the Sabbath would be at the lunch hour.
那我们聚完会一起用餐。
And after the morning service, we have a lunch together.
那礼拜六我们第一个问安要问安谁？
So the first kind of greeting we have, who do we address that to?
我们常常是对最熟的人。
We greet those we are most familiar and close to.
已经是常常来聚会的。
Those that come to church often.
多得恩典。
And to partake of more of the blessing.
很多人围着在那边讲话。
So a lot of people will be in these circles and talking.
但是圣经说，那个比较软弱的肢体、缺陷的肢体，要给他加倍的关怀。
So for the weaker parts, we would like to provide more care or add more care to them.
所以我们礼拜六应该我们在问安要观看一下。
On Saturdays, when we greet each other, we'll need to observe a little more.
几种人我们要主动的去关心。
What are the types of kinds of people that we need to go proactively care for?
第一个就是比较少来教会，现在来了。
Firstly, it is those who do not attend church as much, and they're here.
但是有时候关心要求神给我们有真正的爱心跟智慧。
But when we care, let's ask God to help us with more love and wisdom.
因为有的人关心，第一句话就说，为什么这么久没有来？
Because as part of this quote-unquote care, someone will say, why have you not come for a while?
那对一个人来讲，这个让他下一次就不太敢来。
And to that person on the receiving end, they will not be very willing to come again.
有的就问说，为什么你今天在这里出现呢？
Or someone will say, why is it that you have made an appearance here today?
听起来说，好像我不应该在这里的样子。
And it just, on the receiving end, says like,it doesn't seem like I can be here.
所以我们要表达我们的爱心，我们很欢喜的心能够看到他们。
We need to reply or react with our utmost and genuine care.
让他感觉到温暖，受欢迎。
So that they can feel the welcoming and caring heart.
那第二个就是慕道朋友。
And then secondly is the truth seekers.
这个慕道朋友是很宝贵的。
And truth seeking friends are very precious.
因为一个慕道朋友有时候会带好几个朋友来信。
Because one truth seeking friend will bring a lot of his or her friends to come and believe.
所以有时候一个慕道朋友就会变成一个宣道工作很大的突破。
So one truth seeker will actually become an evangelical breakthrough.
所以我们对比较少看到的要加倍的给他关心。
And to those we don't see as much, we must pour on the care.
然后我们中午吃饭应该是每个礼拜六中午找不同的人在一起吃饭。
And it's important that every Sabbath we eat with a different group of person during the lunch hour.
这个是要用心的。
This involves using your heart.
不然的话，我们都看到一群相同的人，哦，谈得很投机，每个礼拜六都在一起。
Otherwise, we will always see like-minded people always sitting together, discussing and talking.
不错，那个也是来教会的好处。
That is not to say that isn't a bad thing.
但是圣经的教导是那个不体面的要加倍给他关心。
But the Bible teaches us that we must pour on the care for those who are weaker.
那谁要去做？
Who will do this?
我们是一个家庭。
We are one family, one household.
所以我们要去做，每个人都要做。
So we must all have to do this.
好，那下面说，免得分门别类啊，二十五节。
Verse 25, that there should be no schism in the body.
好，如果教会变成分门别类，就要花很长的时间呢，啊，才能够慢慢把它再改正过来。
If there is a schism in the body, it will definitely take a long time to bring it back to unity.
所以我们要走在问题的前面。
We need to be ahead of the problem.
不要让教会的信徒分门别类。
We must not allow our members to have schisms in the church.
好，那个要怎么做呢？
How do we accomplish this?
比方说初信的跟老信徒。
And so just like old time members and new members.
这个要赶快给他接进去。
We must be able to call them to merge together.
那这个怎么接？
How do we accomplish this?
就是我们信主久的要主动的去跟初信的信徒打招呼。
Because we have believed in the Lord for so long, we must be proactive to say hello to our new members.
那一个礼拜六跟这个坐在一起吃饭，下个礼拜跟另外一个。
Like this Saturday, sitting with this person, and then following Sabbath, sitting with another person.
那这样在他受洗几个月之内，如果我们有六个受洗，至少在下一次联会之前，我都跟六个人谈过话。
Or for these people, maybe five or six of them that are approaching their decision to baptize, maybe by then they will become the five or six new members of the church.
教会这个不要新的跟老的好像一刀切成两段都没有联系。
Let's not have the older and the old-time members and the new members. Let's have them.Not be separated.
我们可以从这个初信的信徒可以感受他们得到恩典的那一种喜乐。
And is newly baptized, we can really experience the joy they have.
也可以感受到他们刚刚认识神那一种新的发现，那一种喜乐。
We can experience that new understanding and realization that they have of knowing God.
所以我们可以在他身上看到很多神的作为。
So that we can see a lot of wondrous miracles and works on them from God.
一个初信的，他也可以从信主久的来学到一些为什么信这么久还可以留在教会。
A newly believer can learn a lot from an old-time member on how he or she has stayed in church for so long.
好，那在教会里面不要分门别类，这是我们的目标。
And so in church, to not have a schism, this is our purpose.
那这个分门别类还有就是年纪。
And so regarding schism, there's also regarding age.
有的年老的跟年轻的都没有互动。
So there, the older members and the younger members don't seem to interact.
如果教会让人觉得只注重年轻，忽略年老，这是不对的。
And so if we just put emphasis on the young and forget about the older, that's not right.
那倒过来也不对，就看重年早，忽略年轻。
And vice versa would not be right either.
那第三个也不对，看重中年，年老年轻都不重要。
And then the third way of looking at it is to just regard the middle age and not the young or the elder.
因为这是一个家庭。
Because this is all one household.
所以有时候我们在看这个团契，有时候照年纪来分。
Because so we can see sometimes in our fellowships, it's divided by ages.
老年团契、青年团契。
You have an elderly fellowship, then you have a youth fellowship.
这个照年纪有它的需要，但是如果只照年纪，到最后就会分门别类。
We understand that there is needs in each age ranges, but if you are going to divide by age, there will be problems that arise later.
因为是用年龄层把它切断。
Because you separate the members based on age.
所以到最后，我们教会还需要整体的团契。
So in the end, we need to have an entire church fellowship.
所以不管我们下午分多少的班，礼拜六早上第一节一定要合起来聚会。
Regardless of how many separate classes we have in the afternoon, the one least thing is that we need to congregate together for one service in the morning.
因为我们原来是一个家庭。
Because originally we are one family and household.
一个礼拜至少有一个小时我们在一起聚会。
That in 1 week we have at least 1 hour where we congregate and worship together.
那这种不要因年纪而分开，最后的关键还是在职务会。
So this age, this matter of the division of age, this actually still is decided by the council.
因为如果职务会能够有老中青都有。
Or rather, if in council board member we have older, young, and middle age and young age.
那这个职位都是信徒选的。
And these council board members were chosen, elected by the members.
那无形中在整个信徒里面，就会带动老中青，就会能够大家融合在一起。
And through this composition of different ages of the council board members, they can help to create more unity in the church.
所以职务会这个老中青，这是很重要的。
So it is really important to have young, older, and middle-aged on the council.
不是说老的没有用，全部都出去换年轻的。
Or say that it is, we shouldn't say that all the older age should leave, and then the young come in and take over the council.
或者说啊，年轻的没有经验，全部都不要。
Or say the young are inexperienced, let's not have them in.
因为这个会带动整个教会的合一。
Because this will lead to the unity of the church.
所以有的教会啊，本来这个年轻人好像有一点中这个young adult， 好像有一点脱钩的味道。
So it seems like there's a flavor of disparity among the youths and the elderly.
那现在就选的这个young adult 啊，来一两个进来做负责人。
But then we are going to encourage maybe one or two youths, young adults, to join the council.
过了不多久就要几年了，就看到这个教会越来越和睦。
Then we see that over time, in a few years, the unity starts to emerge.
好，所以我们总要想办法让教会合一，而不要分门别类。
We must think of a way to unite the church and not have schisms.
那会造成分门别类，还有就是。语言跟文化。
What also causes schisms is culture and language.
因为语言是一个很敏感的话题。
Language is a very sensitive topic.
所以当有不同的文化的人在同一桌吃饭。
When you have a table at lunch where there are different cultures.
我们应该要讲共同的语言。
We must speak the one language.
虽然我们觉得有一些共同的语言讲得比较不是很顺。我们的自己的土语讲得比较顺。
We must, even though the one common language may not be very comfortable for us, and we may want to use our own mother tongue.
但是为着让我们不要分门别类，应该用共同的语言。
So in order to avoid schisms, we must use one common language.
而且不要强调每一个哪一个地域的文化。
Don't emphasize a certain culture.
比方说哪里在选举，哪里在做什么。
Or say who is having some election or whatnot.
所以尽量要造成教会的合一。
We must pursue after the unity of the church.
避免造成分门别类。
And prevent and avoid schisms.
那这样我们的身体才能够很多的肢体到最后还是连成一个身体。
So that amongst our body, of all the different members, we can unite as one body.
我们再看25、26节，请读。
Let's look at verse 25 and 26. Verse 26, and if one member suffers, all the members suffer with it. Or if one member is honored, all the members rejoice with it.
这个25、26节，就是说要彼此相顾。
And then verse 25 and verse 26 is we must mutually support each other.
那26节就是一个肢体受苦，所有肢体就受苦。
If one member suffers, then everyone suffers.
那一个肢体得荣耀，就是喜乐，所有的肢体一同快乐。
If one member receives honor, then the whole body receives honor.
这个到底要怎么做？
How do we accomplish this?
因为本来我们没有进入教会以前， 很多都是没有关系的。
So before we came to this church, we didn't seem like we had any relations with others.
这就是灵性的成长。
And so this was actually a spiritual growth.
灵性成长就会这样的感觉。
And spiritual growth will allow us to have this feeling.
好，我们现在看以弗所书第四章。
Let's look at Ephesians chapter 4.
十五节。
Ephesians chapter 4 verse
15. 以弗所书四章十五节。
Ephesians chapter 4 verse 15. Verse 15. But speaking the truth in love may grow up in all things into him who is the head, Christ.
十六节。
Verse 16. From whom the whole body, joined and knit together by what every joint supplies, according to the effective working by which every part does its share, causes growth of the body for the edifying of itself in love.
这个地方说，凡事要长进，连于元首基督。
It says here that you must be knit together and joined together by Christ.
这里讲是说，要长进。
That you must grow up in all things.
然后连于元首基督。
And then to be joined and knit together into Christ.
所以身体的每一部分到最后都是连到头了。
So of all the different parts of the body, in the end, it is all connected to the head in a way.
即使我们的团契是横的，到最后还是连到，因为神主耶稣在中间呢，这个横的才建立起来。
So of all our fellowships that seem unilateral in nature, the head of Christ connects it all.
那如果信徒之间横的关系建立起来，但是没有主耶稣在中间。
But if you don't have God amongst all this unilateral relationship,
这就是社会的组织啊，社团。
Then you are following the trends of society.
那这个横的建立得起来，在教会里面是因为主耶稣在中间。
And so for all of this to be lined up together, to be joined and knit, it's because of Christ.
就是主的道理在我们里面。
It is because of His word that's in us.
让我们要这样做。
That allows us to do this.
主的爱在我们里面。
God's love is in us.
所以我们要去关心主所关心的。
So we must care for what God cares for.
还有圣灵的感动跟运行。
And that the manifestation and the movement of the Spirit.
这个三个在我们里面，这个横的关系就能够一直的进步。
And when all of this is together, this will increase this joint and knit relationship we have together.
那我们就能做到说，一个受苦，我们都会感觉得到，因为耶稣在我们里面。
And so that is why we all feel pain and sorrow by one part. Everyone feels the same.
那一个人喜乐得荣耀，大家都很高兴。
And if someone who is honorable and also joyful, then everyone is joyful.
因为主耶稣在我们中间。
Because Lord Jesus Christ is within us.
所以教会到一切就是要连照主耶稣。
In the very end, we must all be connected back to Christ.
因此看起来很多的人。
And it looks like there are to be a lot of people.
但是其实是一个身体。
But rather, it is really just one body.
是借着主在中间把我们连在一起。
It is through the Lord, the Christ that connected us all together.
唱诗。
Let's all sing a hymn.
404首。
Please sing him 404. Please be seated.
我们还有三个半月，我们的灵恩布道就到了。
We have 3.5 months that we'll get to our spiritual convocation.
要有一个蒙神祝福的灵恩布道会，我们现在就是要撒种。
To have a God-guided spiritual convocation, we must now spread the seeds.
第一个为这件事情，我们不断每天的祷告。
And first thing, we must pray for this day in and day out.
包括比较少来的信徒，还有一些常常来的慕道朋友。
Also praying for those who do not come often and for our truth-seeking friends.
让我们设下一个目标。
And we have one purpose that remains.
要带谁来慕道。
That is, who will bring to seek the truth.
或者要带谁比较少来的，让他能够来参加灵恩会。
And to also bring those who do not come to church often to partake of the spiritual convocation.
那我们有一个目标，我们在努力，我们的灵性就一直在进步。
We have a goal in which we pursue, and that we will increase in our spiritual cultivation.
那教会就会有动力。
And then there will be living power in the work in the church.
我们一起来祷告。
Let's kneel down and pray.